Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Priest was talking about, Steph Curry yesterday. Just think about this. Just limit it to the Warriors.
Okay.
Think about two players on the Warriors and just think about their contributions to the game, not their personalities, not their antics on the court, but just their contributions to the game.
All right.
Draymond Green on the one hand and Jonathan Kuminga on the other. Draymond Green, 4 years in college under Izzo, learned the fundamentals to the max, came to the Warriors totally prepared with regard to the fundamentals,
mm-hmm.
stepped in for David Lee, didn't miss a beat, and built on those fundamentals that he had learned so well by playing 4 years in college to become the player that he is. On the other hand, you got Jonathan Kuminga. 4 years with the Warriors. Still not reaching the potential that we all see that he has. There's no substitute, in my opinion, for playing. And there's no substitute for learning the fundamentals. And it's very, very hard to learn the fundamentals when you're thrust into the NBA. People see all this potential and wonder why you're not delivering. You couldn't get playing time on the team because the team had so many stars. I don't think that the Warriors coaches and Steve Kerr, and I don't think I'm the only one because other people around the league talk about this, are really great at developing young players. He's really great at getting the most out of veterans and plugging them in. But we've seen several examples of young players who could have been developed better. I don't know what the answer is for Kuminga now because it's going to be hard to send him down to the G League now. Jordan Poole was great when he came back from the G League. I think we just have to live with what we got, but I think that's the reason that's the difference. If you compare 4 years of learning, there's no substitute for it. There's no substitute for it. And so we're going to have to, I guess, live with Kuminga learning on the job. I think it's a detriment to him that he has to do that. And he'd be better off if he had more playing time and more kind of learning. But I think he's going to be great. We hope he's going to be great. We all hope he's going to be great. But that's what I see as the problem.
Mm.
I wonder about your thoughts. Thanks.
Yeah. Here's what I would say to that. What if we just pretend that Kuminga is a rookie? Because he's 22, and because the caller just said what he said, I went back and looked at Draymond Green, who was 22 when he was a rookie.
All right.
So maybe the first 4 years here, we'll look at it like Jonathan Kuminga's college. And from this point on, he's got more and more of a foundation. But like I've always said about Kuminga, because he was a project, it's just going to take him a little bit longer. And if this is who he is at 22, that's a pretty good start.
But
I don't know what he's going to be at 26, but I'll bet he's going to be better.
Right. I'm not mad at either one of you, Stani, but the right on the table brought to you by ATCO is the contract and the
date. But they have all his rights. They right. have them all. If
but
he gets
what
an
if
offer,
he doesn't feel they meet his criteria? Like if he thinks he's a $40 million player,
okay,
and you know what I mean? Like I'm thinking to myself, if Jonathan was really, ahead of the curve, and people are going to, of course, you're saying that, Goo. Maybe he would have said, you know what? a different number could get it done because I want to be here. That could have happened.
Maybe.
It didn't. But I'm wondering if we look at his draft class and what he thinks he's worth, and I'm not saying take a penny less, I guess what you guys are saying and, hey, let's start over, the money aspect of it doesn't. And that's what has this like, oh, which way is this going to go?
Well, I think we know how it's going to go. He's going to play the year.
Right.
Let's assume he doesn't get traded. Okay, he plays the year. Let's say he has a good year. Well, now he's a restricted free agent.
Okay.
Now, the problem for Jonathan is if a team offers him a contract that he likes,
yeah,
the Warriors have the right to match it and keep him. If the Brooklyn Nets in the offseason say, I'll tell you what, Jonathan, we'll pay you 180 over four.
Gotcha.
Ooh, well, then the Warriors make a decision whether that's what they want to pay him or not. If they don't, they let him go.
Yeah.
If they do, he comes back. Like, I think it's very reasonable to think, okay, he didn't think he was a $30 million player. He wanted more. He wanted, let's just say, hypothetically, 50.
Yeah.
Well, the Warriors weren't going to give him 50, and he didn't want to take 30. Well, maybe, will he take 40 next year if he has a good year? 38? I don't know, but they still can make their own determination,
yeah,
on Jonathan Kuminga, even though they didn't extend him in the offseason. 888-957-9570 is the number. I kind of am with you, 925. Can we stop this Kerr can't develop players nonsense? What about Trayce Jackson-Davis? How's he developing?
Fine. How did Jordan Poole develop?
How about Pods?
Kevon Looney.
How about Pajemski?
Yeah, how about Moody?
Exactly. I like where Moody is, too, right now. Love his number.
They re-upped him.
Exactly.
I mean, come on now.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors are 4-1. How many behind OKC?
Half game.
Half game behind,
yeah,
OKC. Are,
yeah,
they second in the West right now?
Second in the West. Yeah.
Nate in San Francisco. What's up, Nate? How you doing, my man?
Hey, what's up, boys? I'm glad you got after the game.
Yeah, it was fun. Well, Steiny did. Yeah, Steiny
won. Steiny?
Pardon me?
I just wanted to see what you thought of Reese Beekman, Steiny. I'm just messing with you.
I don't think I could pick him out of a police.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lineup, to tell you the truth.
Oh, he's our up and coming GP2. You're going to see him the next year.
All right.
Mostly, I just wanted to talk about the depth and a little bit about Kuminga.
Okay.
We kind of changed the league about a decade ago. I think we can do it again. There's no rule that says you need a eight man rotation in the off. I think we can do it with 13. We got a couple of old guys on the roster now. And I don't think Draymond's going to be playing all year like this. I mean, last night, that was a clinic. He shut Zion down. I don't know, maybe somebody got Zion to a proposition chicken.
Careful.
On Monday night. I don't know, maybe. But
that was one of our sponsors. Proposition chicken.
I went in there.
It comes fried, fake, and filleted or something. They're not a sponsor anymore, so I don't have to memorize it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to say I think we can do it again with 12 or 13. And Kuminga looked great. He wasn't pouting. He's passing the rock.
Yeah.
I think he's getting a little bit more multidimensional as he gets to play. You saw a little bit last night. He was playing a little point. We had no point guards on. Pods is getting rocked a little bit. But I think he's working out great. And we'll see in the next 3 months if you can put it together.
I hear you. Thanks, Nate. Appreciate the call.
And he's definitely leading the team in free throw attempts without Curry and Wiggins there. So those two dudes.
Is he really?
Yeah. I mean, the last two games.
That's big.
Yeah.
What's he shooting?
He only had 13.
13 what?
Attempts at the foul stripe last night as a team. But that's without Curry and Wiggins.
You're
going to
shoot a lot of threes. I mean, if you're going to shoot a lot of threes, you're probably not going to go to one
last night.
13 for 38.
That's
35%. No, they were better than that last night, weren't they?
34%. 34.2. Yeah. 13 of 38. 34.2%.
Well, and they won by 15.
Yeah, because of the I believe because they know how to get gritty and grimy.
925.
And they're led by
Day-Day. 925. Comcast Business Text Line. Kuminga doesn't fit the Warrior style of play. Plus, he complains too much.
He hadn't complained this year. Or do we.
Look, he's still not top two complainers. It's Draymond Green.
Well, they're made. You can complain when you're made.
And then number two right now is Pods.
But he's made. They got his.
He's not made.
He complains from the bench.
Who said that?
Pods? I did.
He's learning from the best.
Who?
Dre.
He's got more like of the Iguodala. Come on. Come on, people.
What's funny about last night to me is Dre will Debo and do the twirl. And you can just see everybody cower. All right, timeout. We're challenging. Last night, your boy Pods goes to Kurt. Kurt looked at him, boy, if you don't go put that back, like I used to be at the department store with my mom's, boy, if you don't go put that back, he told Pods, like, we ain't challenging nothing. But Draymond could get him to challenge. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, here's Steve Kerr.
It just felt like a good time to ride the hot hand. Sometimes you just take one just to back your guy up. I think I said that pregame, but I think all five of our challenges have been Draymond, right? So we're 4 for 5, so it's a pretty good percentage.
All right, that's Steve Kerr.
Couldn't get one challenge. Kerr was like, you know what? We're good.
Let's go out to Pete in San Ramon. He wants to talk about Doug, who was wrong in his mind. What's up, Pete? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I want to join the choir clapping back at Doug.
All right.
He says, you know, about no dissing the coaches on development, and then in the same breath, he says, and Poole came back from the G League great. Which is it? And as far as the rotations go, the old wives' tale of 7-8-man rotation, that's bunk. You got to know what the guys can do and put them in wherever you want. Unlimited substitutions, unlike football and soccer. So there you go. That's what I know.
Appreciate it, Pete. I like it. There you go.
Pete.
That's what I know.
Listener versus listener.
I mean,
I said what I said.
Like the thing that I'm really trying to give a lot of thought to is, 12-man rotation. It's like, really? Really? But there's never been a better time in the NBA to try this. With so much load management going on, maybe this is the way to try. This is kind of a new way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing 12, not because you feel like, just because you got 12 pretty good players, but you're playing 12 so that guys don't play as many minutes. And if a guy is hurt, you don't have to rush him back. And maybe I think it's got a chance to work now more than it ever has because so many guys are missing games. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to, you know what? I'm gonna push the calls. I see Coach in Vallejo. I'm going to push Coach to the other side to give him his just due. And
Coach has got to give Potts a little credit because he's hard on him.
Oh, we have a Kyle Anderson cut?
Slow-mo.
We got to play that. Hey, Kyle, what about the depth?
Yeah, guys are just hungry. So we got three guys in our lineup go down, and 10, 11, 12 got to step up, and that's what they did on both nights.
Yeah.
Look at him. But I do want to see the whole gang back. But you're right, Stoney. There's going to be injuries, but not this early. Like, I was telling Evan, give me everybody. Melton, like, all that means something. Obviously, when they do come back, somebody's minutes are going to be.
Everybody's minutes are going down.
It's like a Rubik's Cube, though. But you know, the mainstays are the mainstays. But still, it would be sweeter for me, because it's sweet now, if they hurry up and come back. You know what I mean?
If they come back, they come back. If they don't, They don't until they do. And then when they do, they do. But until then, they don't. By the way, Jonathan Kuminga to the G League. Get out of here.
A little late for that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.